Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Reducing hay waste will improve the efficiency and profitability of cattle operations. Dr. Emma Briggs discussed the efficiency of various types of feeders. Some are designed to hold hay securely and keep it clean, while others are manufactured for the low-budget operation, allowing for more spillage and contamination. Feeding a round bale of hay to cattle in a pasture without a hay feeder can result in waste of just under 50%. Waste may contribute to organic matter and other soil nutrients, and therefore may not always represent a total loss. However, strategic bale placement must be employed for the nutrients to be effectively utilized. Unrolling hay is a common strategy. Waste is difficult to quantify since the dry forage may be intended as nutrition and bedding for calves. Considering only the nutritional aspect of this scenario, about 25% of the bale can be lost. Researchers recommend unrolling only the amount to be consumed daily. Open bottom feeders, whether steel ring or polyethylene pipe, are popular due to their low cost and easy handling. The unprotected bottom and loosely restricted access to the bale allow livestock to easily drop hay outside the feeder, especially during the first 24 hours after a new bale is introduced. Research has shown waste levels of 16 to 21% of original bale weight, most of which is trampled. Feeders enclosed for the lowest 18 inches, such as the sheeted bottom steel ring, help contain loose hay and minimize the amount of hay pulled out. This style is particularly effective after the bale is collapsed. They help maintain a clean feeding area and keep loose hay within the reach of the cattle. Around 12% of the original bale weight is wasted with sheeted bottom bale feeders. Research has shown that the most efficient option of bale feeder design has either a basket or a cone adaptation. These features drastically reduce hay waste by restricting access to the top third. By keeping hay centrally located and contained, cattle are not able to pull it outside the feeder. Most of these feeders are also equipped with a sheeted bottom, further reducing waste as the available hay becomes looser. Total bale loss is around 5%, and can be as low as 2%. A front-end loader is necessary to place the bale in the feeder, and these designs can be cumbersome to handle. The design of these feeders keeps the bale centrally located in the basket, potentially creating a problem for animals with a short reach as the bale is consumed. Regardless of feeder type, research has shown time and again that waste is reduced with higher quality forages. Knowing the quality of your forage will allow you to offer the amount needed for your cattle based on their stage of production. This ensures livestock get the required nutrition without overfeeding, reducing waste, and saving money. If you're planning to upgrade your feeders one or a few at a time, use the lower quality hay in the higher quality feeder to experience the least amount of hay waste. To learn more about using preserved forages, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.